You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's assistance package includes grants for damaged businesses and loans for those whose business has been affected by the bushfires. It potentially covers an estimated 192,000 small businesses and sole traders in the most severely affected regions. It follows a small business meeting last week between Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and Small Business Minister Michaelia Cash, as well as representatives from business groups such as the Business Council of Australia and the Australian Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Morrison says the biggest crisis small businesses are currently facing is cash flow.
And we need to try and remove every burden from their cash flow right now so they can get to that first step. The first step is the hardest when responding to the crisis, to get yourself up off the mat, to actually be able to look forward and say, my business has a future, my town has a future. And what these payments and what these supports are designed to do is to help small business get to that first step.
An overarching figure on the cost of the package has yet to be announced, as damage is still being assessed in many communities. But loans from $50,000 to $500,000 will be offered to business that has suffered significant asset loss or significant loss of revenue. Building on the disaster recovery grants put in place by state governments, the federal government will also provide top-up grants to eligible small businesses and non-profit organisations. The low interest rate loans can be taken over a 10-year period and are intended to be used for the purposes of restoring or replacing damaged assets or for working capital. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the first 2 years of the loan will be interest-free. The rate for the remaining years will be set at 50% of the 10-year Commonwealth Government bond rate, currently around 0.8%.
The interest rate will be at half the 10-year Commonwealth bond rate, which is at 0.8%. This is of substantial benefit to these businesses with their working capital, but also to rebuild their businesses after the damage that they may have sustained in these bushfires.
The Australian Taxation Office is also offering affected businesses some reprieve, with the due date for quarterly business activity statements pushed back to the 28th of May. The Council of Small Business Organisations Australia welcomes the moves, saying the measures could make a big difference. Chief Executive Peter Strong says the Council is in the process of informing its members on how best to access the loans.
We have to come together. The government is certainly facilitating that, and we will get out there and talk to our members and make sure our members understand what's going on. I know Michaela's office has already received, I think, 7 or 8 phone calls today from business people saying, where do I get this loan? And that's coming through Parliament House, so the sooner we set that up, the better.
Ariel Brugerman is the senior manager of the Wingerlow Village store in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales, which is run by her family. They were forced to evacuate their home and their business when fire hit the town, but reopened soon after the fire passed through the town. She says assistance for small business and the community generally is going to make a big difference.
So all these grants have been really helpful, and we've been trying to find out what we can get and help the village and all, and just making sure that everyone has what they need and sorting out the grants and everything. And just getting information is a little bit difficult sometimes, but we've been working through it. You know, as a village, as a community, it's brought everyone together.
The suite of measures follow the announcement on Sunday of an initial $76 million tourism recovery package. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.